The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Excited now to welcome onto the program Banker to the World, Bill Rhodes. He's in New Hampshire today, but no, he's not making a bid for the presidency. At least I don't think he is. He's attending the Centre for Financial Stability's conference entitled Bretton Woods, the Founders and the Future. A fantastically interesting summit being run by the Centre for Financial Stability and Larry Goodman. And thanks for joining us, Bill.
Well, it's always great to be with you, Vonnie, and it's a very interesting conference here, as you can imagine, celebrating the 70 years since the original Bretton Woods conference took place here in 1944, and a lot of the same subjects are being discussed. You know, monetary stability, exchange rates, the future of the IMF, the future of the World Bank. You know, questions like that.
Yeah, very important questions at a time when, you know, experiments are being questioned, like the euro area, for example. Now, I know that the panel that you took place in, that you moderated, is the future role of the IMF in particular, the International Monetary Fund. Is there a role in the future for the International Monetary Fund when you see places like Argentina and so forth getting into trouble and the IMF not really being able to help?
Well, I at the end of the day, I have to go back to New York a little early, so I will not be chairing that panel, but I will be speaking on the subject of the challenges and the future of the IMF and the World Bank at dinner tonight. And of course, these are two institutions that are extremely important. I organized a conference here on the 50th anniversary of Bretton Woods in 1994, and my keynote speaker then was the then former U.S. President George Bush Sr. And of course, it was a different world then, because that was after the fall of the Soviet Union. The euro hadn't come in. China was just beginning its tremendous expansion. Japan hadn't gone into the lost decade and a half. So, you know, the Brady Plan was being implemented in Latin America. So it was a completely different world than we face today, where in those days, the United States, with the fall of the Soviet Union, was the unipower of the world.
Well, you know something, Bill. I mean, these days it feels like the IMF is giving out a lot of advice. We have Christine Lagarde telling Europe, you know, what to do, telling the United States what to do sometimes, and not getting much love for it. Is the IMF irrelevant, or is it becoming more and more irrelevant as time goes by?
Well, I think they have to basically restructure and reorganize. I think it's very important that they make the issue on voting rights, because, as you know, the voting rights there are dominated by the United States and Western Europe, and you have, you know, since the time that I, you know, helped organize this conference in 1994, 20 years ago, you've had the rise of China, Brazil, India, and these voting rights have not been properly adjusted in the IMF or the World Bank, and so I think that is a real question that has to be worked on going forward. Another point, which is, I think, extremely important, in addition to voting rights, is the governance issues around who runs the IMF and World Bank, because it had always been, since Bretton Woods here in 1944, that the United States it was the one who nominated the president of the World Bank, and that the IMF was run by a European. And I think those days have got to go by, and the person who's the most competent, he or she, should be given the opportunity to do it, and not just restricted to the U.S. and Europe. And so I think if the IMF and the World Bank are going to continue to play their role, there's got to be a recognition of the change in the world order.
With, you know, talk of Eurobonds and so forth, even though we may not see them for many, many years, perhaps as much as a decade, but there's talks of other sort of options now, and the IMF is not really the only option anymore for countries that are in trouble. Neither is the World Bank, I suppose. What is the outlook for something like a basket of currencies, you know, from the IMF? Or what is the outlook for anything practical coming out of this organization?
Well, I think that this is one of the things that people are facing, because, again, 20 years ago, the U.S. dollar was supreme. As I said, that was before the euro, the rise of China. And so today, I think more and more people are talking about, you know, a basket of currencies linked to something, whether it be gold, commodities, or whatever. Now, how realistic that is not clear, because there have been plans on special drawing rights before, and it hasn't It hasn't worked out. But this, again, is one of the challenges. Another basic challenge is, what is the role of the IMF and World Bank going to be going forward? The new head of the World Bank, Kim, thinks it's fighting poverty. In the IMF, I think the need there is how they're going to be able to raise funds, because the United States, as the largest stakeholder, has not wanted to increase the funding most recently. And so what and how is the IMF going to confront this this problem going forward? So these are all major, major issues. And, of course, the private markets are much more active today than they were 20 years ago, and certainly since 1944. And some people say, well, do you really have a role for the World Bank? Do you really have a role for the IMF? And certainly in 1944, you didn't have all these development banks around the world, which you now have: regional development banks, you have now a BRIC development bank. Country development banks like the BNDES in Brazil are actually dispersing twice as much as the World Bank.
Right.
So the question is, what is that role going to be? And then you have the idea of what we call graduation. Is when will the World Bank dedicate more funds towards poverty rather than...
All right, Bill Rhodes, thank you so much. We will continue to address these questions. He's at Bretton Woods, The Founders and the Future. That's Banker to the World, Bill Rhodes.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.